Up a steep flight of narrow stairs was a dusty loft. That's where the boys sleep when they're home, May explained. And that was all. And yet it was not quite all, for there was everywhere evidence of their activity, May's and Tuck's. For sewing, patches and scraps of bright cloth, half-completed quilts and braided rugs, a bag of cotton batting with wisps of its contents like snow, drifting into cracks and corners, the arms of the sofa webbed with strands of thread and dangerous with needles. His wood carving, curly shavings furring the floor, and little heaps of splinters and chips. Every surface dim with the sawdust of countless sandings, limbs of unassembled dolls and wooden soldiers, a little ship model propped on the mouse's table, waiting for its glue to dry, and a stack of wooden bowls, the sides smoothed to velvet, the topmost bowl filled with a jumble of big wooden spoons and forks, like dried, bleached bones. "We make things to sell," said May, surveying the mess approvingly.